Toast and Jam is back for another weekly podcast. I'm Tim Ost, or Toast. This is Paul McDonald, known as Jam.
That's me.
How you doing?
I'm good, you?
You survived the week?
It's been a long week, and it's only Tuesday.
I know. You had a rough week last week, and you're working on another one this week, so good luck.
And then a short week next week because Memorial Day. Whew. I don't like vacations.
Can you believe it? It's kind of the beginning of summer.
It is.
Unbelievable. We never had winter, so we had summer all year round.
That's right.
Well,
and, of course, the fifth season is in full force. Road construction.
Yes, for sure. Our podcast brought to you by Jimmy's Pizza and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Paul, tell our listeners again how we can listen to the program Toast and Jam.
Well, you can find us on Apple Podcast. You can find us on Spotify. You can go to valleycitytimesrecord.com. But the best way to find us is Toast and Jam. Now, that's the N, and Toast, not with an A, TOSTNJAM.com. That's also where we have our trivia questions and all of our past episodes.
You know, and the best time to catch us is anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah. You forgot one thing.
Listen at your leisure.
Mm-hmm. Forgot two things.
Okay.
What studio are we in again?
Studio 1047.
Now, there's a story behind this. Studio 1047. The clock always says 1047.
It's time to stand still when we're on.
It really does.
It does, yes.
And we have an executive producer, believe it or not. He's not here, but he is listening. Once in a while. But he's listening. Yeah, he's listening. Who is that again?
It's Eric Kringley.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have another guest again this week, and before we do that, though, we had a trivia question last week. Did we have a winner?
No, but I think this one I thought was going to be was a little tougher.
It's kind of a trick question.
It is.
Pistol Pete Maravich, great basketball player in the 70s. He wore his socks a different way. What part of his uniform? What was he noted for? With his uniform.
Floppy socks.
It was his floppy gray socks.
Yeah. I thought it was his hair. But
he had kind of a Beatles-type thing going on there. So no winner this time around. Our weekly trivia question winners have a chance to win a medium pizza from Jimmy's Pizza. And our trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. So we'll have another question coming up later. Our guest today is Allie Keller. Allie, hello, hello.
Hi, guys.
Haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a minute.
You don't hang out at Allie Beans anymore. What's the deal?
Try getting there.
Oh, well, it's hard to get there right now, I guess. I have multiple hats that I wear, and so that means multiple jobs.
Okay. And a mom on top of it, too.
I am a mom of three as well.
Okay. You're helping out with the Highlander Sports Performance Summer Camp.
Yep.
Strength, speed, agility. I had none of the above. At any time in my life.
That's because you didn't come to my camp.
That's it. Paul, how about you?
I did have strength once.
What strength?
Yeah, when I was about 3 years old.
Brain strength. A lot of brain strength.
Now it's just jaw.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, Allie, tell us a little bit about the camp.
So this is our third summer hosting our sport performance camp at Valley City Public Schools. So we go starting in June all the way through August. So we lead all the way up to our fall season sports. And we go for 8 weeks, 3 days a week. And we section it out for our junior high students, so 7th and 8th grade, and for our high school students, so 9 through 12. And we use a program that is meant for off-season training. So it's very specific to gaining speed, strength, agility. We use plyometric training. We use a lot of lateral movements for those sports that are specific to moving laterally. We use a lot of those explosive, powerful movements. And this is the time when our athletes will see a lot of gains in their lifting and their strength and all those things. Because when we get into seasons, we like to maintain and make sure that we're staying healthy, in conjunction with our Essentia Health, you know, athletic trainers and physical therapists. So now is the time that we want our kids to really be hitting it hard and training safely mm-hmm. and effectively with somebody like myself who is seasoned in this. So,
this being your third year, have mm-hmm. you seen the rewards from some of these athletes?
Yeah, absolutely. So not only have we seen success in our sports with their results and their records and things, but we've seen a huge decrease in injuries by training all through the seasons. And also with a little kudos to our athletic trainer, Tabitha Muncie, who does an excellent job with our athletes. Mike Callahan was here the first year. I was here too. He's awesome. So with working with these guys, with these professionals, and then really getting our athletes to trust into us and being a community with the other coaches, the specific sport coaches, and being all on the same page, we're doing what's best for these kids because they are still growing and they are multiple sport athletes. It's very different from being like a collegiate athlete where you are in one sport primarily. We've got kids that are 3 and 4 sport athletes. Mm-hmm. So we have to be really specific with the type of training we do, the type of rehabilitation we do, injury prevention we do, mobility and flexibility training, all kinds of stuff. So
how many people do you have helping out?
I have myself, and then I have 2 field experience students from VCSU who are in my strength and conditioning major. So I will have 2 of them this summer. Last summer, I had our athletic director, Mr. Hunt, help out. So he's very seasoned in coaching as well. So he was able to help me a little bit. And then the year prior, Mr. Mike Callahan helped out. So we're growing as we see the kids really starting to gain momentum in registration numbers and things like that. So we will continue to have more and more helpers. And then all of our coaches show up throughout the season, the summer season. I know Cynthia Claybo, our new volleyball coach, is going to be helping out with a lot of the plyometric training this summer too. So,
and they get credit for this too, don't they?
They do. Our 9 through 12 students get a PE credit for summer school.
Okay.
Yep.
What spurred you on to even get involved with this?
That would be thank you to Mr. Hunt and Mr. Johnson. They contacted me and kind of knew my credentials and my background and asked if I would start this summer camp 3 years ago. And then it grew into a year-round position. So,
well, I've noticed some of the athletes that look a little physically better than they did. One of them in particular playing baseball in the summer. I'm not going to name his name because I'll embarrass him. But when I saw him last summer, it's like, okay, yeah. Now when I saw him this year during basketball season, mm-hmm. like, good golly, Miss Molly, boy, you bulk. And it's not a bulking up. It's just getting in condition. And also you talked about injuries, a quick turnaround to get them back on the court or on the field to play after they get injured.
Our main goal is to prevent injury, and I do a lot of that on my half. But if and when, unfortunately, they do run into some of those things, Tabitha's job is to get them their return to play as fast as possible. And then her and I collaborate with different movements, strength and conditioning stuff that's going to aid them in preventing the re-injury of that area. And then also gaining strength to protect that area too. So,
okay.
How do you keep these young athletes focused?
You know, I really haven't had an issue with that because the ones that are there want to be there. And we've got a good group of athletes and we've got a good group of supportive parents and supportive coaches. So when they're there to work. And we don't have the stands and the bleachers where people are watching them and cheering for them. So when they're there, they know what to do. They know that they're there to work. And it's the behind-the-scenes stuff that makes them the athletes that they are. Okay. So,
what sport is maybe the most attended as far as athletes?
Well, almost all of our sports have made it a part of their practice, to be honest. So I have the entire football team in during summer and fall. Basketball, volleyball, track gets a little iffy with the weather and because they're up at Hannah Field, but their preseason when they're indoor, they're all there. Girls tennis has been awesome. I know I'm skipping some, but even hockey, when we collaborate with Jamestown, our boys are here, and then we'll go over there for practice in the afternoons. Baseball and softball have been excellent this spring. So really everybody has been growing in participation. So
they've bought into the program.
Absolutely. Yep.
Can athletes still register, and how much does it cost?
Yeah, so registration should be open until the end of May. We will take a few late registrants if we need to, but space is kind of limited because our weight room space is a little limited. So for 7th and 8th graders, it is $50, and basically that just gets you to invest into the program. Our booster club is offering scholarship help for those that are interested in that. And then 9th through 12th graders, you just register on our school. Your activity registration, and it is part of summer school, so it doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. You have a place that can go online too, right?
Yeah, that's the R school registration. Okay. Yep. So any place that you would register for your regular sports, it's right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to pass on? Paul, you have any other questions?
I've got a lot of them, but we don't have that much time.
No, I think it's great. We've got some really good athletes and upcoming athletes. I'm super excited for. I actually got to go down to Washington Elementary this last semester here and work with some of those younger kids, and we've got some upcoming really good athletes coming through. So I'm really excited to see them when they get up to 7th and 8th grade to get to work with them too. So
maybe I missed this earlier, but what about a number? How many athletes are you working with?
So last summer, I want to say we had. Just about, I want to say 94 registered athletes, 7 through 12. And, you know, kids have different things where they might have a family vacation or something like that. So that number is not consistent throughout the summer. But they do have, like, excused absences if they go on a vacation or they have a basketball camp or whatever it is. You know, they just come back the next week and do all that. One other exciting thing I will add is we're actually adding a technology portion to it this year. So I have Mr. Krewald is helping me put iPads on every rack in the weight room. And there's going to be a technology piece that has the workout right there for them. So this summer, the training is all kind of similar, but once we get into specific seasons, those athletes will be able to see their sport and their name and scroll down and see their workout on there and stuff. So if I were to have, you know,
so you can see their progress
and so can their coaches and so can they, so it'll be really neat to be able to have that tracking device added to it instead of me just scribbling on a whiteboard all the time. So
yeah, that's big time college stuff right
it
there.
It really is. Yes, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That
is technology
huge.
Is a big part of everything now.
Yeah, I was thinking of that number, like 90-some. That's about a third of the high school.
Yeah,
really, when you think about it.
It's not just for athletes either. So, you know, if we've got kids that are really interested in weightlifting or just being physically fit or looking to get, you know, more versed in fitness or weightlifting, strength and conditioning, things like that, or even interested in doing what I do someday, they're more than welcome to register and come play with us all summer. It's a good time. We do theme weeks. We have like the USA theme week right before the 4th of July. We do, we're going to do t-shirts this year for those that make it a certain amount of times that I got to help design. They're super cool. So yeah, we're pretty excited for some of this stuff.
Cool. That is good.
Very good.
Wonderful.
We've been talking with Allie Keller with the Highliner Sports Performance Summer Camp. Strength, speed, agility. What's your favorite?
Well, I like the strength part because I like to weightlift. But
thanks again for joining us, and hey, have a great summer.
You guys too. Thanks so much.
Right. You bet. And again, the times on those the 7th and 8th graders are 8 a.m. to 9:30, and then the senior high kids 9 to 12 are 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Yes.
So you got to get up early.
And we didn't lock you in the chair. If you have to go, you can go. We have maybe another 15 minutes of this show, so you're free to go if you want to go.
Yeah, we won't lock you in.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Allie.
Thank you. Whew, okay. Hey, we have some local sports. Timberwolves.
Who? Are they? Oh, boy. Listen to them howling.
Yeah, Timberwolves, Twins, and more coming up after this break from Jimmy's Pizza on Toast and Jam. How does that go together? Toast. You know, we got to talk to Julie about
a Toast
and Jam.
Toast and Jam pizza.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I wonder what that would taste like.
Peanut butter and jam on pizza.
Well, I'm sure someone's eating that somewhere.
Oh, my.
Right? How about a Philly cheese steak pizza?
Ooh, yeah, there we go.
Meatball pizza. I'm sure this is a big hit with everybody. Macaroni and cheese. You can't go wrong with macaroni and cheese.
Nope.
Barbecue chicken pizza. Hmm. And we talked about the German pizza. We won't talk about that for a while.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm still catching all kinds of you-know-what about that one. Anyway, that's good stuff.
I'll leave you alone.
Grinders, calzones, we got the pasta dinners, mm-hmm. wings, appetizers, salads, desserts, beer if you want beer. Got the e-games going, too. A lot of people play those e-games, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Very popular.
Yeah. Okay. Jimmy's Pizza, of course, dine in, take out, deliver. Phone number out there?
845-1234. One of these days, I'm going to say 1234 and screw everybody up.
You will not. You're pretty on it. You're on it. Okay. You're not an award winner for nothing.
Well,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I am. I didn't do anything.
What was that? What was the joke you just told me?
Oh,
before we got into the show,
not blame lazy people.
That's right.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything.
Okay. Do not blame lazy people. They didn't do anything. That's good. Oh boy, how about that Highlander tennis team, girls tennis team? Wow! Congrats, Matt Nielsen and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Another great performance this year, and now they're headed to state.
Well, they've got the
ADC
this
right.
weekend, then, and so we hopefully they get in as a team, and then they'll have the individual. They open up here on Thursday, and then the individual will be Friday and Saturday. I did some numbers. I crunched some numbers real quick. 24-3, their overall record the last 2 years.
Mm.
And overall, they are 17-1 in the ADC over the last 2 years.
Mm. That's stellar.
That's yeah.
Oof.
And they're young. I mean, they have their seniors.
Well, it seems like they're young every year.
Yep. They got some 7th and 8th graders that have been playing some good tennis, and 3 seniors.
Matt mixes them in well, older, younger.
Yeah, he and his coaching staff really have that down, how they work their lineup. So, yep, absolutely.
Highlander track and field, quite a few athletes going to state.
Yeah, a whole plethora. What did I count now? 14, 15 athletes are going to track and field. I'm sure they're going to be big time into Allie's program this summer. You look at my list, and we got a whole long list.
You got the whole high school going.
That is a long list. And we got 3 more that qualified again at the East Region meet here the other day.
Well, once you get a taste of that state and you're coming back.
Yeah.
You want more.
You want lots more. Lots more. And, of course, also some other local schools, Lamar Latrobe Marion and Maple River, have some kids going to state as well.
Nicely done. Highlander girls softball.
Start their East Region tonight here on Tuesday as we chat.
Playing pretty good at the right time of the year.
Yep, they're ready to go. They got West Fargo Packers tonight to open up the East Region tournament, and then that'll continue in Fargo Friday, Saturday.
So who is the class in the East? Is it West Fargo again? Or?
Well, it's I think Red River is probably the team to beat right now. Is the last time that I was looking at the numbers, they are the number one seed. So Red River, I think, have only lost once or twice this year.
Hmm. Highlander baseball.
Season is done. They had some great pitching. Boy, Ethan Miller had a 1.71 earned run average this year. Carver Peterson had a 2.94 ERA. But just couldn't hit the ball when they needed to. Couldn't get that big hit when they needed to.
Boy, does that sound like the Twins.
That sounds like another team. And you know what? I am going to embarrass the kid that is ripped now because he's gone through Allie's programs, Jack Samuelson. You know, he was you know, tall kid, 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
But he bulked up and got ready for basketball, and he has owned all 4 home runs this year. He had a 2-homer game here the other day. In their season finale against Devil's Lake, but he had 4 home runs this year. He was the only one to hit a home run this
year. Like Daddy.
Yep. Hits the ball long and far.
That's right. Highlander Boys Golf. Were in action yesterday, right?
Yep. They were at the Fargo Country Club yesterday. Now, they got the East Region, their East Region tournament at King's Walk next week. And Andrew Tangen, as we've talked about, is already qualified for the state. And so, but they'll see if he can move himself up. He's about 6 strokes away from being all conference.
Okay. Well, go get him.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
On the college scene, Valley City State will be holding a news conference today, informing us about the direction for VCSU athletics. Mm-hmm. What is the buzz right now?
I think the buzz is the Frontier League is probably the buzz. I mean, we'll know more later on this afternoon. They have this big press conference, so you can watch your Times Record on Thursday for more information on what's going to happen there. And we'll see if we can't get someone from VCSU to make an appearance here after the big announcement is made and see what's going on.
I wonder, it didn't sound like D2 was in the picture.
When we had Corey Anderson and Alan LaFave here the other day, yeah, it didn't sound like that was in the works. It was something else, another direction they were going to go.
Is Mayville State still thinking D3?
I think they're going along with them.
Are
if they
go
do,
along with
I
us?
Mean, that's what we're going to find out this afternoon. I think they're going to take the teams from the North Star that are left that did not move on, like Viterbo and Waldorf are gone. And they're going to be moving on to another conference.
Make another division in that conference
make like an east half, west half type thing.
So you don't have to travel every time you play them?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see what happens there.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, they got that new facility in the works.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's gonna be outstanding.
Yeah, it is. You know, Toast and Jam had the Timberwolves losing in the first round of the playoffs in four straight. Were we ever wrong?
Boy, I like being wrong in those kinds of situations.
Okay, they're off to the NBA Western Conference Finals against Dallas. Mm-hmm. Game one is Wednesday night, tomorrow night. This is a Tuesday show. Mm. Tomorrow night, game one. Now, here's what I thought was going to happen in that series before.
Right.
Against Denver. You know, T-Wolves win two. Then it was Denver winning three. And I thought, oh, there's the four in a row.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, they came to play.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is Dallas a lower seed? Do the Wolves have the home court?
They start in Minneapolis.
So it'll go 2-2 and then alternate 1-1-1.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know, does home court have any say in this thing?
In the NBA, I don't think it does. I really don't think it does.
I don't think so either.
No.
Well, look what happened in the East.
Yeah.
Same thing.
You know, New York, they were hosting the Game 7. They got blown up by 21.
Weird year.
Yeah, it is.
And the Twins, you know, here we were. 17 out of 20. We won 17 out of 20.
A game and a half out of first.
That was short-lived.
And the Yankees come to town. Well, you're welcome.
Yankees, then they go to Cleveland. Now they're in Washington. They've lost 7 in a row as of today.
Well, I don't know. I'll be honest.
Wait, is it 7 or 8?
Well, let's see. It was a 3-game set with, I think it's seven.
Seven losses.
It's seven right now. Yeah. 3-3-1.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I tell you.
Pitching is a real big problem.
It is.
Well, hitting is another problem.
They're not hitting when they get the hits when they need to get the hits.
Mm-hmm. When your catcher is the leading home run hitter on your team.
Ryan Jeppers.
Yeah. Oof, that's sad. Okay. This day in sports. The fastest 9-inning American League Baseball night game, 89 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago White Sox visiting Washington 1-0, 1943.
89
minutes. We're getting close to that sometimes, aren't we?
Well, what is that? 89 minutes, hour and a half.
But they didn't have the instant replay stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have the minute 45 for TV commercials between games, between innings. And
the 7-inning stretch.
Yep.
Well, maybe they did.
Yeah,
did
they have the stretch back? Didn't last as long as it does now.
Mm-hmm. 1968, Billy Williams, Chicago Cubs, sets outfield record of 695 straight MLB games.
Mm.
695, that's a lot of games in a row.
That is.
Outfield is not easy to play either.
No.
1979 Stanley Cup Final, Montreal form, Quebec. Four consecutive titles for Montreal Canadiens beating New York 4-1, 4-1. Hmm. In 1989 LPGA Championship Women's Golf, Nancy Lopez wins her third LPGA Championship by 3 strokes. How about some birthdays?
How about some birthdays?
1935 on this day, Johnny Majors, American College Football Hall of Fame halfback, also coach at Iowa State, national championship in 1976 for Iowa State. 1941, Bobby Cox, American Baseball Hall of Fame manager. World Series 1977 for the Yankees, 95 for the Braves. Mm-hmm. Four-time Manager of the Year. Born in Oklahoma. You'll like this one.
Okay.
1960, on this day 1960, want to take a gander, a twin. That was born on this day. Minnesota twin was born on this day, 1960. So
the person is 64 years old.
Mm-hmm. Homegrown. Sounds That's
like,
easy.
Sounds like Kent Herbeck.
Herbie, yes. Kent Herbeck, born in Minneapolis on this day, 1960. In 1977, Ricky Williams, American College Football Hall of Fame running back, Heisman Trophy winner, 1998. Played for the Dolphins. There you have it. Trivia question, you ready for that?
Yeah, maybe.
Brought to you by Nodak Insurance. He's got it all upstairs. Chris Quilvang is our agent. That's the guy you got to see.
That's the guy you got to see. You know, if you don't get all your eggs in one basket, if you need to insure everything, your home, your car, your auto, your fishing gear, your golf clubs, your collectibles.
Bundle is the way to go.
Bundle it up, just like you do during the winter months. But Chris Quilvang, the agent for Nodak Insurance, give him a call, 845-2912. The agent with answers. That's Chris Quilvang at Nodak Mutual Insurance.
Question
is,
who was the first NBA player to test positive for COVID-19?
Ooh.
Was it Rudy Gobert, LeBron James, Steph Curry, or James Harden? Who was the first NBA player to test positive for COVID-19? I have a choice of four here. Rudy Gobert, LeBron James, Steph Curry, James Harden.
That's a good one.
Do you like that one?
That's a good one.
Again, winner, you got a shot at a medium pizza from Jimmy's Pizza. So don't be shy.
No.
Just go to, toastandjam.com?
Toastandjam.com and answer the question. Just, you know, fill out your name, telephone number, and give me the answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And fill that all out, and we'll get that medium pizza. And if you're not from around here, hey, let us know, and maybe we'll... You can, next time you're in town, if you come by, we'll get it for you.
Okay, there's a couple of guys that we got to get on the show yet. Coach Manny.
Yep, Coach Manning, the golf coach, has got something planned this summer.
VCSU
golf coach.
He's got a big thing going on, yeah.
Yeah.
And also Matt Nielsen.
Matt Nielsen. We'll get after maybe the state tennis, see if we can get Matt on and talk a bit about that.
Manny and Matt.
Manny and Matt. Yeah. The M&M boys.
Sounds like another show. Here we go. Golf. Senior League was in action, yesterday. Yesterday at Leonard. Leonard's looking pretty good out there on the course. Then we have, the next one is in Valley City. Next two are in
Valley City.
Next Wednesday at Bjornsson, and then the following Monday on the 4th, I think it is.
Third.
Third is at the Valley City Town and Country Club. So...
And coming up June 21st, Viking Scramble, golf scrambles coming up June 21st out of the country club.
We need an extra. You want to golf?
Yeah, well, I got some really good clubs now, so.
I hope that helps. they've got some hits in them yet.
They got a few left.
I don't think I wasted too many.
But I want to know, why do you have the weed whacker in there? Apparently you were in the rough a lot.
Well, at least it wasn't a chainsaw. Should have had a chainsaw.
Also,
this was a good one for golf. Now, there were a couple of them. This I thought was pretty good. Golf is a game where the slowest people in the world are ahead of you and the fastest are behind you.
I love that
it
one.
It never ends.
That's great.
It's always that way. Oh, goodness. You know, and just a few words of wisdom, too, as we leave.
Oh, yeah.
Happiness is love and blue jeans.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got. Hey, you had something.
Well, just real quick, good luck here. We have three Vikings at the National Track and Field Championships in Marion, Indiana this week. Jaden Praza, Kindred, Sadie Hansen, Oaks, Kendra Odegaard, Lisbon, three North Dakota kids, and they're at the NAIA National Track and Field Championships this weekend in Marion, Indiana.
I have one more thing, too. Got the Caring Bridge note on Scott Barry. Scott Barry, of course, coached 42 years at Mayville State. He delivered the commencement address at Mayville State graduation the other weekend. Did a lot of traveling. Mm-hmm. He's been traveling Minnesota, Montana, mm-hmm. all over the place. He did see a Twins-Yankees game. He is a Yankee fan.
Atta boy. I knew I liked Scott.
All the Berries, all the Thielges, all the more is Yankee Stadium, is Yankee Kingdom.
I love it. Maybe I should. No, no.
Had his fourth treatment.
Okay.
And they'll get word on that here toward the end of the month.
Sure.
But he's still fighting her hard. Oh. So.
Thinking about you, Scott.
You bet. Thinking about you. Prayers out there. That is going to do it for Toast and Jam again another week. Thank you, Allie, too. Allie Keller for stopping in here today. Brought to you by Jimmy's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Want to thank Gary Kringley, of course, the executive producer. Heavy on the executive.
Very heavy.
How are the Red Sox doing?
Oh, don't get them started there.
I know. They're probably better than we are.
Yeah, right about the same. Yeah, probably about the same. Right there, yeah.
Okay. And from the 1047 Studios, that's what we're calling this thing, 1047 Studios, I'm the Toaster, and that is the Jam over there, Paul McDonald. You have a great week.